Item 1145.
Accept a grant in the amount of $373,569 and appropriate $168,460 for fiscal year 2015-16 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance, fiscal year 2014, Intellectual Property Enforcement Program, competitive grant to address intellectual property criminal enforcement in the Portland metropolitan region.
I believe Detective Woodell is here. Is that right?
Yes, there she is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And for the record, my name is Cheryl Waddell. I'm a detective with Portland Police Bureau White Collar Crime Unit. I am currently the acting sergeant for the unit. In 2011, the Portland Police Bureau was awarded BJA grant for intellectual property, and we had several successful investigations. Two of them were in health and safety for pharmaceuticals that were fraudulent, and they were successfully prosecuted. One of the pharmaceuticals was Cialis. The other one was for Viagra. Both of those investigations started outside of the city of Portland, but the suspects came into the city of Portland to sell their goods. Another of the successful investigations from that first grant was for software. It turned out that the suspect was in the city of Canby. We did an undercover buy and subsequently a search warrant. And it turned out the suspect was a registered sex offender and successfully prosecuted. The other software case that was successfully investigated in the city of Portland was also an undercover buy. A search warrant was executed, and automatic weapons were seized during that search warrant. The suspect was a felon, and he was successfully prosecuted. So during these investigations of intellectual property, it's not only a health and safety issue that we've discovered for the greater Portland area, but also leads to stifling other types of crime. I am asking that the City Council will accept the grant that we were awarded for the 2 years of 2015 and 2016, and I believe the total amount was $379,000. We've expanded our task force to include three other agencies that assisted us in our investigations from the 2011 grant. That was Canby Police Department, the Tigard Police Department, and the Woodburn Police Department. The money from this grant will go to training these three other agencies, as well as enforcement for overtime.
Question that just the software case just brings to mind, and that is, have you and others from this unit sat down with the Technology Association of Oregon and tried to see around the corner of what they see are the threats? I mean, we are such a software center now as a city, and I half understand that industry, but I suspect there are opportunities for intellectual property crimes there. Because wherever there's money and commerce, there's that opportunity. So I don't know if you're having that dialogue with those that are a lot smarter than me about how software is developed and sold, but there are a lot of those people doing that work here in Portland.
Correct. And that's why we're going to focus on health and safety as well as the electronics aspect of this grant.
Yeah.
We're not specifically speaking with the group that you mentioned. I will definitely steer us in that group. We will be speaking directly with the federal government's IPR Center, which is the clearinghouse of all intellectual property infringements for the whole nation. So they will be able to steer us in the areas where we need to look.
Yeah, I'd recommend the conversation with the Technology Association of Oregon. Skip Newberry, who heads that, is a former employee of the mayor's office in Portland under Mayor Adams. So he understands city government, and he also obviously understands the industry. So I'd recommend that contact. Any other questions for Sergeant Waddell? Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, we'll take a vote, please, on the emergency ordinance.
Novick?
Thank you. Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye.